In 1980, NBC took a gamble on a flashy, cross-cultural musical comedy variety show called Pink Lady, banking on the popularity of the Japanese pop duo Pink Lady, composed of Mii, Mitsuyo Nomoto, and Keiko Masuda. The pair were massive stars in Japan, with a string of hit singles and an energetic, choreographed stage presence that seemed tailor-made for television. The concept of bringing them to American audiences was part of an attempt to ride the disco and variety show wave that had dominated late 1970s television. But what unfolded was a cultural and logistical misfire that would become one of television's most notorious failures. This is TV Casualty, Pink Lady. The show was officially titled Pink Lady and Jeff, co-starring American comedian Jeff Altman, who was meant to serve as a bridge between the Japanese stars and an American audience. Mii and Key, however, spoke little to no English, a fact that became painfully apparent in their stilted interactions and the show's awkward pacing. The language barrier was partially masked by having the duo deliver lines phonetically or dub over some of their dialogue, but the result was more surreal than seamless. What was intended as a breezy blend of music, comedy, and international charm came off as baffling and disjointed. From the outset, the show struggled to define itself. It wasn't quite a variety show in the traditional mold, nor was it a sitcom. It featured musical numbers by Pink Lady, slapstick comedy sketches, and guest appearances by the likes of Jerry Lewis and Sid Caesar. But the segments were often random, with little cohesion. Audiences were confused, and critics were merciless. It didn't help that the disco craze was fading fast by 1980, making the show's aesthetic feel dated even before its premiere. Another major flaw was the decision to market the show heavily around Pink Lady themselves, despite their complete unfamiliarity to most American viewers. The musical performances, while energetic, were largely lost on a primetime audience that had little context for the duo's fame in Japan. Additionally, NBC's scheduling did the show no favors. It was shuffled around time slots and aired with little promotion, contributing to its rapid demise. Pink Lady and Jeff debuted on March 1, 1980, and was canceled after just 5 episodes, with a 6th never airing during the initial run. Despite the show's failure, it has remained a curious piece of television history, often cited in retrospectives as one of the worst TV shows ever made. It serves as a cautionary tale about mismatched cultural expectations and the risks of forcing international stardom without proper adaptation or planning. Decades later, Pink Lady and Jeff has gained a cult following for its kitschy charm and unintentional absurdity. Bootleg copies and internet clips have kept its legacy alive, not as a success story, but as a bizarre relic of a bygone television era that dared to be different and spectacularly missed the mark.